drum solos DVD about you, which is instructional, it's educational. It's also got some brilliant footage from 1974.
Yeah, well, what the story was there, to tell you the truth, there's lots of instructional DVDs on the shelf. You know, there must be like 4,000 or 5,000, and you can get anything you want at the moment. Mm. And I obviously didn't want to do the same thing, so I thought I'd take all the historical solos over the last 40 years that I've been known to play in the different environments and whatever, with ELP and so forth and so forth. A couple of YouTube clips as well, actually, on there, and put them all together. And because the people have asked me, you know, about drum solos over the years, and how do you do this, how do you do that? So I thought if we could come up with a routine where we could actually slow it down 50%, 75%, and give people the notation and the sticking and whatever, it would be a different kind of instructional DVD, which is what I did. I did it with a friend of mine called Eric Fisher, and that's how it came together, really. It's just trying to sort of, it's a market that's been going for a long time. That's why the players that we get in England or around the world are so good, because there's so many instructional DVDs. I just tried to get something out there which is a little bit different. Normally, you can't slow DVDs down, but this one is specifically set up so you can reduce it in increments, and then you'll actually see what's going on rather than have to keep on rewinding it. You can slow it down as you go, so to speak. So that was the deal, and there's no book with it. It's a PDF, and you download the notation when you want it, so that keeps the price down for the people out there and makes it a little more interesting, so you only use and get whatever you want, you know, at the time. Every time you put it on, you can just take down some more notation as you go along.